Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, this member is thinking about getting into a rent own. We explore what his long-term goals are and what might be the best strategy to start with. Have a listen.
Usually what I like to do is get a sense of where you are and what you're doing in the real estate space. And then I can help to direct you in different ways to help you to, improve your business or just do different things. So what are you working on right now? Or maybe give us a little bit of a background of what your experience is in real estate.
Oh, absolutely. Right now, my wife and I, we actually have been involved in, are still involved in private mortgage investing.
Okay.
To build that passive income. And right now we're bringing in about $1,750 a month, mm-hmm. In private mortgages, but we actually are interested in changing our careers by leaving the corporate world and starting our own business. In real estate investing. We also are in the works of doing our first rent-to-own deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right now we're in the process of getting pre-approved with a mortgage broker. And we're going to be investing roughly $150,000 of a down payment towards the property that they're going to be searching for us. So we don't know what the property looks like as yet because we need to get pre-approved first. And then after that, then they'll be able to look for a property with a tenant buyer. So that's where we're at right now of working on our very first property.
Okay, so you've been doing private lending for the most part and you haven't done residential rental before?
No. Well, my wife has in the past, but it's been like, I'll say over 15 years at least prior to us getting married back in 2007.
Just to give you like an idea, like I think you have to also recognize that the strategy that you're using is great for cash flow. Okay. But you always have to find another property. You're always cycling properties. And I like rent-to-own as an exit strategy. I am not a long-term like rent-to-own buyer. And in fact, I don't do any rent-to-owns anymore. I did it at the beginning. But what I found was that every time that I bought properties, the value of the property was always much higher than when I was selling it to the tenant buyer on. And right. I had locked in a purchase price and I honored the price because that's what we had agreed to. But I was leaving $100,000, sometimes $200,000 on the table. And right. Not for me. I would rather just rent it out and go through the process that way. It's not much more difficult than, a rent to own versus a regular rental, particularly if it's a single family home, not much difference.
Right.
From a management perspective, from a cash flow perspective, of course, you're going to get a higher cash flow. But you have to also make sure that you understand the tax consequences of what you're doing because it is a short term type of investment. So you got to get that structured correctly. What you do and what you like, how you invest is totally like, I have no vested interest in the way you invest, whether it's like a short-term rental, rent-to-own, mm-hmm. Long-term rental. But what I want to know is like, if your goal is to leave the corporate world, you're going to need to generate cash flow. So rent-to-owns are good for cash flow generation, right? But you would need to focus on getting multiple, right? That would probably be the way to go. And then how you're going to be able to do multiple is the key, right? And then while you're doing that, you also need to add other properties in there. And I would suggest long-term rentals into that. You know, that's definitely something that you want to keep in mind, because the rent, like I said, that remember the purpose of the rent to own is to sell it, right?
Yes, yes.
And that may not be exactly what you want to do all the time.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Quentin, because whenever I hear the strategy called the Burr strategy, my wife and I automatically think of you. because you're the master in that strategy, and that would be like our long-term goal is for long-term wealth to focus on the Burr strategy and to learn from the best of the best that's actually doing it and just emulate them like a little kid looking up to his big brother.
Well, you know, like I've only like put about $5,000 of my own money in my portfolio, and we're at like $34 million in assets under management now. But I'm not doing the smaller properties anymore, like the 1 to 4 units. Now I'm doing like strategies like that on apartment buildings. So we're right now I'm doing an office Burr where we're actually taking a building that has a commercial on the second floor and converting it to residential. Third floor has 6 units, putting 8 units on, and then on the main floor another 6. So like it really supercharges the value of the property, and then we'll refinance that out in, you know, 18 months to 24 months, something along those lines. So like I'm doing the same thing except much bigger now. And I actually don't coach people anymore. I focus on my own real estate investing and partners. So, you know, what I have is people who partner on projects with me, and then I help them by just doing what I normally do and what I, you know, my unique ability. So that's what I focus on. But, you know, anybody can do this. If you're interested in the Burr strategy and being able to do that, the key is always purchasing a property where you can add value. And adding value sometimes is really easy, because if you take a single family home and you buy it right and you add a basement suite, you get two incomes and you add value to the property. But it does require some expertise, some work. So you need to build a team of people around you to help you to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, having a good realtor on your team, having a good like mortgage broker on your team, having a good, you know, contractor on your team, all of those things. And it takes a little bit of time to do. If you were to go down the Burr strategy, have you considered an area that you'd be interested in investing?
Yes. My wife and I wanted to focus on the Durham area, Pickering, Ajax, Whitby and offshore.
Okay.
Yes.
So the challenge that you're going to find with the area that you've chosen is that the purchase price are a lot higher than they were before. You're probably going to want to expand that search out to probably closer to like Curtis Bowmanville area, or even look at Peterborough or even Kingston. Unfortunately, those are the areas that would probably make more sense for the strategy that where the numbers work still. Or if you're going to focus in Pickering, Ajax, you need to find something that needs a lot of work to it. Like has a lot of work that you need to up, like, you know, cat pee, like, you know, a lot of rough house. And that's not usually good for the first time investor. It can be quite challenging. You have to have a really good team around you and, you know, somebody to kind of guide you with that from an experience perspective. You know, even if you have a realtor that you trust and you work with, that's somebody that can help and direct you. So that'd be a good place to start. But okay. I mean, what you want to do right now is maximize the amount of funds that you're able to access. So what I would suggest you start to look at is look at your house, look at like different ways that you can access funds and pull that together. And then that way you can see, you know, I have access to this much funds across, you know, different areas. pull it together. And then that way you can qualify for more properties. Or, you know, if you, once you start the process and you get a couple properties under your belt, then you can actually talk to other people about what you're doing. And perhaps they can invest with you together and do like a project together. And that way you can maximize, you know, your experience that you've already had with a couple of other properties, and then, you know, help them to invest as well. So there's different ways to go about doing this. You know,
Thank you for mentioning that too, Quentin. Just to add on what you said, right now my wife and I are going to be getting, I would say we're going to have $200,000 available on a home equity line of credit.
Yep.
So we want to use that to invest in real estate.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And you can, what you want to do is you want to maximize that. Do you have any other unsecured lines of credit?
Yes, we have $30,000 in an unsecured line of credit as well.
How come you don't have any with like the big banks, like BMO, CIBC, Scotia?
I don't have a bias, but I just noticed that they're more cost effective of using. That's just me. Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to tell you that, like, change your mindset first. It's not about price. It's about access to credit. Okay.
Right.
Dollar bills and credit are the same thing in our current economy. Okay. If you have credit, you have dollar bills. So I'm going to say, wipe out that thought about how much it costs and fees and all of that, and create relationships with the other banks, and see if you can open up some lines of credit with the other banks just so that you have access to it. Because then it gives you flexibility when you're starting to do things. So, like, for example, let's say you have 200K line of credit, you have your 30K Tangerine, then you have a 50K RBC, then you have a 30K Scotiabank, and then you have TD 50K, right? So how much do you have access to now?
200,000 now.
No, after I gave you the extra money.
I don't remember.
Yeah. So
a whole lot more.
That's the key, right? And then you have the ability to play around with things, because you can change your debt service ratio on how you do things depending on how well you buy your properties and how well they cash flow. So for example, we take that rent to own that you have, cash flows really well because you have the lease in place, looks really good for a bank, looks good on your debt coverage ratio. But instead of using the funds from your personal residence, you use the funds from the lines of credit, and it still covers your debt service ratio and it still makes sense to the bank, but you haven't touched your home equity line of credit. Now, depending on the financial institution, they say, oh, well, you still have access to 200K line of credit, we're going to give you another mortgage, right? You go back, you look at that, you pull the funds from the lines of credit, you do another property that makes sense, that includes the debt servicing of your lines of credit. Everything makes sense. You can do two properties. Still haven't touched your home equity line of credit, then you go back to the institution again and see if you can do another property, because everything works out. So the thing is, why were you able to do that? Because you had access to those other lines of credit, okay?
Right.
Don't tell me about like discount and this and that. Who cares? What you care about is access to money, okay? So focus on the access to money. Don't trip over the dollar. Like you're tripping over the dollar bills by looking at the pennies, right?
Okay.
So
I understand.
Yeah. So like focus on that, on the bigger picture. So what you want to do is you want to get that the access to the funds so that you can use it to invest in properties and leverage yourself appropriately in what you're comfortable with.
Okay. And Quentin, since you no longer do mentorships as you used to because of your time and the stage in your life now, do you feel it may be wiser if I just focus on maybe becoming a member of Jeremiah I and focus on the online course on the Action Taker program or even maybe more efficient to supplement that?
Yeah, so I'm not really, like, the way that I'm focused on bigger deals. Like right now, I'm working on a 200 unit, $40 million deal. I'm not working hourly to do anything, right? But the way that I help everybody is I do two calls every month with all the members. It's a question and answer. The first one is at the beginning of the month. It's for beginner investors, 1 to 3 properties. I'm helping them with questions they have, for just like we're doing here, right? And then later on in the month, we work with experienced investors, so 3 or more properties. Some people have 10 properties, some people have 15 properties, you know. And we're doing some networking. People are sharing different opinions. Sometimes I don't agree with people's opinions, but their experience, and that's okay. It got to a place where they're successful, and that's whatever that is for them, that's good. And then we have a monthly meeting, which is where we have keynotes that come in who have specific expertise. Like this month in May, we're going through, one of the speakers is talking about how they're able to identify fake credit reports. Another one is talking about how they're doing the BRRRR strategy on duplexes and triplexes. Another one's talking about how he does armchair investing. So there's that. And then we have a huge library of online material, videos that I've been building for a long time. All the material that I would share with my coaching clients, the curriculum, I'm slowly converting them over to make them available to all members. So right now we have a 6-hour property management course, a 6-hour course on joint venture partners. We're about 3 hours into a 6-hour course on finding off-market properties. So all of that is available on the membership site. So if you were to say yes, I would say yes, that's a great place to go to be able to get that sort of support. And it's easier for me to do it that way, and it makes more sense for me. So I hope I hope to see you at the May call.
I really appreciate this, Quentin. And thank you for the inspiration. And I'm looking forward to seeing our dreams come true.
You know what? You just got to keep at it. Everybody can do this. This country is amazing because we all have the opportunity to do whatever we want. I mean, when I started here, I was a new immigrant, like everybody else, we came to the country with nothing. So as everybody can do this, all you have to do is focus and, keep on the goals, and, every week, just continue to work on it, and anybody can do this. So just keep at it is my message I want to give to you. I guess I'll see you in May then.
Absolutely, Quentin. Thank you so much. And certainly keep in touch. Right now in my life, I am making a transition from one job to another job. So it's a little bit challenging of making sure my priorities are straight in terms of what's most important right now. So I definitely will become a member with the club. And in terms of getting started, I have to get that new job first, and then I can focus on our business and building, which will be a month or 2 months.
But just to tell you, there are a lot of things that you can do while you're doing that. So don't think that, I know it may be hard to balance. That's the challenge, right? But just work on a little bit every week. That's all, right?
Okay.
Use that action taker program. Look at the take out the planning guide. Look at the weekly plan, and just put one thing for finding properties, one thing for funding properties, one thing for financing properties in the action taker planning guide, and one thing a week. That's all. It doesn't have to be big. Could be talking to a realtor. I don't care. But just one thing a week in those three areas, and that will really help you a lot.
Okay, Quentin. Thanks a bunch. I really appreciate this.
No problem. All right, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to my conversation with our member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth freedom and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quinton D'Souza. Get out there and take action. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for information purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to educationrei.ca.